So what we want to do is figure out, how do we prototype? How do we set it up so that there's just enough space for, and the eggshell is a good thing. It's permeable, very thin compared to what's inside, just the right shape. I mean, strength is amazing for that little thing. And life can change, life can grow on and grow and move and change. And then once it gets to the level where that is no longer helpful, that structure, it can break out of that pretty easily.
The Ripple Leader Podcast, exploring powerful leadership from the inside out with your hosts, Chris Hutchinson and Josh Schuler.
Eggshell structure as a practice to help an organization as we're trying to generate waste and seeing opportunities for improvement. Are we trying to make things fragile?
We're trying to make them changeable. Because if you're trying to do efficiency, and even I would even argue some to effectiveness, you want to have an ability to change so that you can make things better and better and better. A lot of people get stuck in structure is permanent, and so if we build in a rule, it will be that way forever. And so they either fight like heck to not get that rule in because they're worried about problems, or once it goes in, they resign themselves to it. So what we want to do is figure out, how do we prototype? How do we set it up so that there's just enough space for, and the eggshell is a good thing, it's permeable, very thin compared to what's inside, just the right shape. I mean, strength is amazing for that little thing. And life can change, life can grow on and grow and move and change. And then once it gets to the level where that is no longer helpful, that structure, it can break out of that pretty easily, you know. So that's what, if you think about a lot of times in organization, they're, well, we got to go write a manual on this, or we need to make this process map, and it has to be very, very specific. Actually, if you just go down and kind of write down what people are doing and what they're not doing, that can be an eggshell structure. Say, well, let's follow this for a while and see how that works. And kind of check to see, are people consistently doing this, rather than the perfect answer. So what we're trying to do is build, just kind of wrap something around what's happening so that it can grow and get better.
So you describe this as an antidote to an organization that makes edicts to handle problems that should be dealt with individually.
Yeah, that's a really easy thing to do as a leader. It can feel like, and I've seen this happen a lot, I'm even subject to it, that it feels easier to change the rule and then everybody's going to sort of comply with that rather than go confront individual behavior. Because, it just, and I have an example with this guy, he was really pissed at his at some of his employees because they were running up these cell phone bills. And it was two employees that turns out their job really was field work. So they primarily worked to their phone and the other ones didn't. Well, this is goes back to the speedometer thing, because they didn't know that they were doing it. They never got a thing that said, here's how many minutes you use, here's the standard, here's where you're off. The CFO and the CEO were just getting more and more pissed at these people who just don't understand, right? So they had an edict of like, this is the number of minutes that everybody's limited to. So all the people thought they were doing okay, like, wow, is that me? Wait, I need to do that for my job. Why are they limiting me? So it had all this drama, and the two people who had problems, unquote, you know, they had problems. They didn't even think it applied to them because they were like, well, our jobs are outside all the time. So why would you do that? So that's an easy place for leaders to get caught up in, well, we'll just change the rule. Deal with the behavior. If you need to have something around that behavior that's going to change, let's try this out for a while, or, you know, what activity actually has to occur in here, build structure that holds that together.
So as we're building these eggshell structures, how can I build them that they're effective? How would I build them that they were ineffective?
I really think it's really critical. If I'm looking at the ripple, you know, it's how I set up myself and how I work with other people. I like to work with the people to help them build the structure. So if we build it together, the chance of it being flexible enough and being open in the right places, again, it relies on a lot of these other things. Do I know how the organization works? Are people getting feedback? Do I understand what our main outcomes need to be, and how consistent does our system need to be? Then I build the structure to hold that together. And so if I involve folks in that and understand those things, we understand it together, the chance of us building, okay, let's try this out, or let's get this little project going over here, and putting enough structure around it to be consistent, that'll work. There's probably places and organizations where it's not vital to have absolute consistency, so you might not even need to put a lot of structure around that. But the important parts, you know, what's important, what do we need to protect without making it so iron beam and brick and, you know, 2x4s and all this kind of stuff, where if we have to change it, it's going to be very painful. Let's try it out with an eggshell first.
So as we're building these eggshell structures, help us on the spectrum of more or too little or too much, or
So it would be if the structure is completely dictating everything and there's really no human intervention or ability for people to be creative within that structure, you're probably, in this case, you're not doing an eggshell structure, you're doing too little of that. If you're doing too much of that, it's too fragile, is that you don't even, you know, basically the eggs just kind of oozing out on the sidewalk, is that you make sure structure never gets in the way of anybody. That's not going to be very helpful. In the middle, it's where is that structure bringing out the best in people? It's not causing people to be those monkeys. It's causing people to be creative and smart and make sure that they operate well within that structure. And at the same time, we'll know when we need to crack the eggshell and go to the next level.
For more about Ripple and Ripple Leadership, visit us online at rippleleader.com. You can order your copy of Ripple and gain access to other valuable resources. If you're on Twitter, follow and interact with Chris at @RippleLeader. And the Ripple Leader podcast is brought to you by the great folks at the Trebuchet Group. Trebuchet Group, a group of consultants that believe their success is a byproduct of the success they help others create. And you can learn more about the work of the Trebuchet Group at trebuchetgroup.com. I want to thank you for listening, and until next time, as always, go out and make some ripples.